This is the best of Amber and Billows on 99.5 Star FM.
Chris Hemsworth, Thor.
Oh, handsome man.
Has been to jail.
Wow, what did he do?
Okay, so...
Was he guilty of being too handsome?
Yeah, he should be.
Yeah.
I know. No, he wasn't actually in for a crime. He was visiting a prison while researching a new film called Black Hat.
Okay.
And... Do you remember in school and a dog would somehow make its way into the schoolyard and all the kids lost their minds?
Yeah. Bird goes in the classroom.
Flipping out, yeah. Right? Imagine being a prisoner and Chris Hemsworth walks into the prison. that's as close to relating those two things as I could get.
That's an amazing comparison. That is the best.
He's sporting a big, long, blonde ponytail at the time.
Poor guy, still got his Thor hair.
And he didn't think that the prisoners would recognise him.
Yeah.
But like the bird and the dog in the school grounds, the prisoners were flipping out. Like, whoa! And they're yelling like, Thor, come over here! And they're like trying to entice Thor over to his... to their cells, and he's just walking around, and he had chats to various prisons, and he wanted to really understand how a prison works for an upcoming film.
Yeah.
So
he got a taste of it, all right.
He sure did.
The quote I love, I saw this article, the quote I love was, "Yo, Thor, come spend some time in my cell, baby." If you're a pretty man as Hemsworth, jail's not for you, mate.
Yeah.
You will be passed around like currency. Amber, I went into Chemist Warehouse yesterday. I needed to pick up a couple of things.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought I'd try a little something, and I wasn't sure if it would work or not. You've been here in Mildura, it's around Sunraysia, your whole life, basically.
Correct, yeah.
So pretty much before you even got into radio, everyone knew who you were anyway.
Oh, well.
That's a fair assumption, isn't it?
Most
not
people
everyone.
My age.
Yeah, but I mean, if you go into a business... Chances are someone knows who you are.
There's familiar faces.
It's a cross between being on radio, I mean, a public job, and having been here for so long.
Yeah.
I've been here 2 years now, and it's still hit and miss with me. And I'm fine with that. You don't get into radio if you want to get recognised in the street.
Yeah, that's true. And I mean, you're on the radio. People don't know what you
look
like.
That's right. Maybe 1 in 100 people in Sunraysia might know what I look like. Again, I'm fine with that.
Okay.
So I'm in Chemist Warehouse yesterday. I need to pick up a couple of things, and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to try to get a little bit of good PR here with Chemist Warehouse. I went down to the DC. Usually I'll go to Langtree.
Yeah.
If we're, like, you're broadcasting from there tomorrow.
Yeah.
But it's rare that we'd be broadcasting from DC.
This is so narcissistic. What? Where are you going with this?
I go to pay for my thing. I'm like, wow, they weren't lying on the radio. You guys have got a great special on. Girl behind the counter. Nice try, Billows. Got a list from YouTube of the top YouTube clips of 2015. I'd like to run through them. We'll get to number one.
Yes, please.
The number 10 and number 9 I didn't even see. Crazy plastic ball prank. Didn't see it. Too busy.
Okay.
Fast and Furious Nerd Shocks Instructors. I believe it's a professional driver dressed up like a nerd to scare the bejesus out of a driving instructor.
That's funny.
Didn't see it. Moving on. Wheel of Musical Impressions with Christina Aguilera.
Nice.
We would have done that one on air.
Yeah.
She was fantastic.
Yes.
And I can understand.
She did like a Mariah Carey impersonation.
She did a spot on Britney Spears, remember?
Yep.
And it was terrifyingly similar.
Mm-hmm.
Number 7, you might have seen this one. I definitely did. The Dangers of Social Media, Child Predator Social Experiment.
Remember
that one?
I've just got chills remembering that.
Where this girl just basically gets told, oh, yeah, no, just come meet us. And she gets dragged into a van that's being filmed and her parents are in it, weren't they?
Yep.
That was, that hit hard.
It was eye-opening.
Yeah, it certainly was. Number 6 was the first Star Wars Force Awakens trailer.
Okay.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Star Wars makes another appearance on this list too, so really the Star Wars trailer's number one, let's be honest.
Oh, well, no.
It's got 2 in the top 10, let's just combine them. That'll be easier.
So that's it, we're done?
Number 5, Jimmy Kimmel's Mean Tweets, musical edition number 2.
Honestly, Jimmy Kimmel's Mean Tweets are so funny.
So simple, and I wish we came up with it. Number 4, Justin Bieber, Carpool Karaoke.
I watched that.
Yeah.
He's just driving around. I think he's like a British TV presenter.
Yeah, it's with James Corden, that one. Number 3, Star Wars The Force Awakens teaser number 2.
Mm-hmm.
Geez, Star Wars has been breaking the internet all year.
Teasers, just...
Just a little snippet, just
teaser,
enough...
Teaser,
just enough for us to just go, oh, just show us the movie!
Yep.
Number 2.
Mm-hmm.
Will Ferrell and Kevin Hart lip sync battle.
That was funny.
With Jimmy Fallon.
really funny.
Number one, Amber, you in a million years will not pick what number one is. Okay. You probably haven't seen it. I haven't seen it. If 1% of our listeners had seen this video, I'd be surprised.
Well, what is it?
Amber versus the Magpie of the Ice Dome. Now, of course, it's not you, you clown. Peppa Pig, 9-episode compilation number 2. Apparently, YouTube launched a YouTube Kids this year. And so a Peppa Pig episode is the number one video of 2015. Wow. Taylor Swift's in the news. Well, she's sort of in the news. She's just existed in this story. The person who this story revolves around is Jared Leto from 30 Seconds to Mars.
Oh, J-bomb, hey?
The old J-bomb.
Oh, J-diggity.
J-lizzle. He's been caught on a video by one of his mates. Also, if you're ending up on TMZ because one of your mates, you need to pick some new mates.
Yeah.
He was being filmed in his car. He didn't realise it, or in someone's car, and Taylor Swift's 1989 album is playing in the background. Leto reaches over to the stereo and says, "I don't like this at all. Next." He then concludes by saying, "I'm going to have to clean this up a bit. I mean, to hell with her. I don't give two chocolate eclairs about her. It's whatever works best for us," he says.
Whoa.
I don't know why I want the chocolate eclairs then. I'm just a bit peckish.
Always thinking about food.
Oh, yeah. So he's been caught. That's ended up on TMZ, and now he's got a backpedal. This makes me like Jared Leto so little, because it's not just that he apologised. He went above and just so far beyond. "The truth is," he says on Twitter, "I think Taylor Swift is amazing and an incredible example of what's possible. If I hurt her or her fans, my sincerest apologies."
I think Jared Leto's very, doesn't want to offend anyone. He wants to be that nice guy that everyone loves.
He's a rock star. He's allowed to not like a pop star.
I know.
He said he loves the song Blank Space and says he wants to steal it.
What? Jared Leto, cool it. You're the Joker. You're supposed to be brutal.
He also calls Style an interesting little pop song.
Uh-huh. I'm annoyed that he sold out as well.
See? Before my girlfriend wakes up, I'm going to tell a little story at her expense. She doesn't wake up when I do every morning. That's fine. In the early days, she did. We'd wake up and we'd talk about the day and have a bit of a cuddle. And these days, she doesn't even stir when my alarm goes off 3 times and I just keep it in the
snooze. Correct, yeah. My boyfriend's the same.
That's fine. I don't need her to get up with me. Mm-hmm. It's stupid o'clock.
I mean, you're an independent man.
That's right.
Get yourself to work.
I've been doing it for a little while now.
Good.
This morning, though, she woke up just as I was... every morning before I go, I come in, give her a little kiss on the forehead, and see her, whether she's awake or not.
Yep.
Just a little something to do.
Gross.
Oh, I was going for adorable. 13, 12, 16. Gross or adorable.
Okay.
This morning she wakes up. Uh-huh. The first thing she says, Amber, the first thing she says.
I'm so nervous.
Where's the jewellery present? I'm like, I'm sorry, what?
Oh, my God.
The jewellery present you got yesterday, where is it? I let slip yesterday that I went to the jewelers to do some Christmas shopping.
You're the worst.
And the first thing out of her mouth was, "Where's the jewelry present?" And then she starts trying to negotiate. This is at 5:15 this morning. She starts trying to negotiate. "We could probably open our Christmas presents a bit early, couldn't we?"
Oh, my God, that's so cute.
It's two weeks and 1 day away. It's like having a 6-year-old in the house. She's just so excited about Christmas. "Oh, come on, mate. Just let me open one." And I'm like, if I let you open one before Christmas, it's not going to be the jewellery one. I'll tell you that right now. There's a new dating website out, Amber, that I'd like to tell you about.
Right.
I didn't find it. That would imply I was looking for one. Was not.
Okay.
It is a website primarily for big Disney fans who want to date other Disney fans. It's called mousematch.com.
Oh, my God, that's so cute.
Yeah, you're picturing both people at the other end of these laptops?
No, it's not being
cute when you thought of that.
Yeah.
So mousematch.com, basically what they do is they're going to ask you how big a Disney fan you are. Like there'll be some trivia. They'll ask you your favourite Disney songs, your Disney movies, how far from a Disney park you are. Uh-huh. And then you can it'll ask you whether you want a romantic relationship, a friendship, or a park pal.
Someone to go to Disneyland with.
That's right.
Oh,
what
are your
thoughts about this?
I like the park pal part.
Yeah.
And, you know, actually, I guess it's okay. If you're that into Disney that you need to meet someone that's equally into Disney.
Can you form a relationship based on a love of Disney?
I don't know.
I mean, if that's where, if that's all they're asking about, no, I mean, some of the others will say, like, do you smoke? Do you drink? Do you want kids? Do you have kids? I don't think Mouse Match is asking these questions.
Yeah, it's just
so
like...
So you can go, yay, Disney. Oh, what, you're 65? Amber, we're talking about when you've got caught with your pants down after the head of Croatia's Human Rights Committee met the president of Croatia and in the middle of a photo op, strides to the deck.
I don't even understand how that happened. Like,
oh, because old people are funny.
Surely this person would have been wearing a suit with a belt and missed the little hole in his belt, I guess. And
look, he's not the thinnest bloke, so I'm guessing it was a little bit lower than you or I might wear our pants, just below the guts.
I've actually...
Have you, Amber, you said this has happened to you 100 times. Can you pick one story and tell us when you've been caught with your pants down?
All right, so locals around Sunraysia would know of Electric Light Theatre.
Yes.
It's an awesome youth production. Show started in February, by the way.
Good plug.
I used to do Electric Light Theatre when I was younger, and I was probably 13, and we were doing a dance, and it was like... to Where Is the Love, like a Black Eyed Peas. And I was a Hawaiian hula dancer.
Oh, of course. Yeah, you know, you look very Polynesian.
Thank you. And I had to do a dance with a boy. And as I lifted my hands up to hold his hands, my hula skirt fell off on stage.
Oh, yeah. And your giant nicks were there for everyone to see.
Yeah.
Oh, at 13, dancing with a boy and your dress falls off. That's mortifying. Anyway, I want to talk about a bloke whose name is David Spargo. He managed to talk his way backstage at a Peking Duck concert. Take me over.
Yeah.
And he didn't do it the traditional ways, let's say. He didn't have to flash anyone, didn't have to expose himself, didn't have to do anything questionable with a bouncer.
Yes. Good.
He did it very cleverly, Amber. What he did, he went up to the bouncer and he went, I'm David Spargo, I need to go backstage. Ben says to him...
just very certain of the fact that I need to go backstage.
And I need to be with Peking Duck. And he's like, well, it doesn't really work that way. You should have access all areas pass.
Yeah.
You can't just go willy-nilly backstage. Mm. And he's like, oh, no. I'm their brother. He whips out his phone, brings up their Wikipedia page that he's just edited to include family.
What?
David Spargo shows it to the bouncer and he goes... well, if it's on the Wikipedia page, it must be true.
What? Doesn't that bouncer know that anyone can add anything to Wikipedia?
Oh, I really like going out in bars in this town, so I'm not going to question this bouncer's credibility or intelligence. No, Amber, he did not know that. And so this guy goes backstage, Peking Duck like, who the damn hell are you? He's like, David Spargo, check your Wikipedia page. I'm your family. Amber, this story about a 25-year-old dude from Michigan in the United States. He's a university student, and he wanted to have a bit of fun at his family's expense. He wrote here, I have 6 brothers and sisters.
Ooh, that's a lot.
My mum has 6 brothers and sisters, and my dad has 5 sisters. My family is all pretty socially conservative, and everyone gets married, and it's set in stone. So it's your stock standard, by the numbers.
Yeah.
This is the way we do it.
Get married, have a couple
have
of
kids.
Kids.
Get the mortgage.
White picket fence.
That's right. So he wanted to have a bit of fun with him. Mm-hmm. He's like, you know what? I don't see him or I don't talk to him heaps. I haven't seen a lot of the family in quite a while. I'm going to have some fun with these guys. So what he did is he put an ad on the internet. What he was looking for was some people who would make for an uncomfortable family photo. What he found was a pregnant woman in her early 40s. Heavily tattooed, very tall, with 2 teenage sons.
Awesome.
He then shot a series of awkward family photos, and by awkward, I mean the standard, like him standing behind her, hands on her stomach, like embracing the teenage sons. And his plan was to send these to all his family. So they're like, I know we haven't seen him in a while, but good gracious. Here's the quote. I figured so many people hadn't seen me in so long, they'd think, man, I haven't seen him in a few years. What did he get himself into? He got this woman twice his age pregnant. Now he has to step up and be a dad to these kids almost his age. He offered $20 for the shoot, but anyone who was responding to the ad said they'd happily pose for free because it was so funny.
That's awesome.
Unfortunately, it went viral before his cards got to his family.
Oh.
And they all enjoyed the hell out of it. He said his dad is a pretty stern guy, but he came home and saw it and was laughing so hard there was tears in his
That's
eyes.
That's so funny.
That's a great Christmas present, I reckon.
Yeah, take that, Dad.
I think parents, I don't know if they do it deliberately, but they've got a bit of an obligation to embarrass their kids from time to time, wouldn't you say?
Sure.
Whether it's dropping them off at school, really close to the gate. Love you, miss you! Miss you already!
Yeah.
You know they're going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the worst ones. The ones that yell out at sporting things.
Like Ooh. What? What do they yell out?
Oh, too...
Oh, you're not allowed to say those
too
words?
Too explicit for this okay. hour of the day, Amberino. But...
My parents were never really embarrassing.
No?
No, my parents are cool. Cool parents.
Or is it that your parents are cool and you're not, so you were just really excited to hang around with them?
Well,
it's an option. Well, it's an option.
Like I said, my parents are cool. Yeah. You just agreed with
oh,
me.
Oh, I agree with you on that one.
Cool. Cool.
But imagine growing up and your mum was Pamela Anderson, Amber.
Oh, yeah. That would suck.
She's... Her clothes come off a lot in movies, in mm-hmm. photo shoots.
Mm-hmm.
She had that sex tape. She had, like, the original sex tape.
Yeah.
So growing up as Pamela Anderson's kids must have been tough. But they're adults now.
Okay.
They're 17 and 19.
It's been character building.
I bet it has.
I bet they're strong, individual, independent adults now.
I bet they've got bruised knuckles as well. They've actually got into fights because of people giving them grief about what their mother has been up to.
I reckon it would be like that school ground, like, your mum's hot! You know?
I saw your mum doing some stuff on a boat!
Saw your mum's boobs! Got it.
Pamela Anderson is in the news, Amber, because Hugh Hefner rang her up and said, we're having our last nude Playboy cover.
Yep.
And we want it to be you.
Oh, what an honour.
She's been the cover girl 14 times for Playboy magazine, and she's going to be the last nude Playboy model because they're not doing it anymore. You can get nudity on the internet. Hugh Hefner knows this. It's going to turn into an magazine where you are literally buying it for the articles. You're not just saying you're buying it for the articles.
Correct.
So she asked her kids,
oh.
Do you mind if I do this? And they were basically just, A... You've done it before.
Yeah.
Why would we care now?
Yes.
And B, you've got to do it.
And they're not in high school anymore.
No.
So.
Well, they're 17 and 19.
Oh,
yeah. So, yeah, so still a little bit. But that's... Can you imagine a more awkward conversation that your mum can bring to you? I'm not saying in the world where your mum is Pamela Anderson. You sitting in your car.
Oh, no.
Imagine sitting down at the dining room table and your mum going, I've got something I want to ask you. Hugh Hefner rang me up and he'd like me to be on the cover of Playboy.
Bail.
Yeah. Amber, I'm going to do a little quiz with you right now, okay?
Okay.
Just answer truthfully. This is just a learning opportunity for us both, okay?
Okay.
Amber, why don't we let kids play ball in the house?
Well, things break.
That's right. They're not overly coordinated. They don't really know their own strength. Like, they might think they're doing a soft throw. Do a hard one. Before you know it, something expensive is broken.
Correct.
You're spot on, Amber. One for one. Well
Thank
done.
You.
Amber, why don't we let kids throw hard things at us? They're throwing something hard in their head and they hold it above their head like they're going to throw it. And you go, no, 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 no. Why don't we let them do that?
Because it's going to hurt us.
Basically, again, because their lack of coordination, they don't know their own strength, they don't know, you don't know, it could hit you in the head, and the last thing you want to get is knocked out by a toddler.
Correct.
They have the ability to do this.
Correct. So far, this is very easy.
It is, Amber. Third one. Amber, why don't we let kids play with a hose near a barbecue? Amber? Why wouldn't we let kids do that? I mean, little kids, obviously, because adults, surely we could trust with a hose around a barbecue.
Correct. Yeah, adults wouldn't do that.
Amber, you don't have to answer this one. Just explain your behaviour on the weekend. By the way, those first two questions were you can interchange kids with Amber.
Okay.
Why don't we let Amber play ball in the house? Because she's uncoordinated, doesn't know her own strength, and will break something expensive.
True.
Why don't we let Amber pretend to throw something hard? Because Amber's uncoordinated, doesn't know her own strength, and will hit you in the head with it.
And joke's on you, because I did hose down a barbecue on the weekend.
I know you did. How did this happen?
We were having a water fight at my friend's house.
Yeah.
And I was in charge of the hose.
Oh, God, already a stupid... Was this the first time your friends have met you?
No, I was not letting go of that hose. No way.
Yeah? And so you ruined the barbecue for everyone?
No, we still ate the barbecue.
But you ruined it.
But it just went... steamed up everywhere. Just hose down the sausages.
Because you just get all... This is why I get terrified anytime you're messing around in the office, because you get all swept up in the fun of things, and before you know it, something's broken or someone's hurt or a barbecue is ruined.
Yeah.
This is why you should be tied down on the weekends and not allowed outside.
I love the internet.
Yep.
Honestly, it comes up with some gold sometimes. Dads reading their daughter's text messages.
Oh, wow. That's some good ground there.
Is a video I stumbled upon yesterday. Now, these girls would be in their late teens, I'd say. Anywhere between maybe 16 and 18.
Okay.
Okay? So it was not... It was never going to end well.
Oh, of course not.
Do we want to hear some?
Of course.
Here we go.
Ryan projectile vomit on the sidewalk. Why did he vomit?
He was really sick.
How come?
Flu.
Liar!
I know the feeling. Add that to not getting eggplant emoji. Okay. Oh, I get it.
My God, this is so boring, Ellie. Is she going to be reading my text to my girlfriend?
Oh, no.
Why don't you go past that?
Oh, no. Well, there's a picture.
Yeah, no more eggplant emojis.
Let's have a chat right after this.
Okay, all right.
A real chat. So there it is, folks.
Oh, God.
That's a wrap.
You know, I'm not big with the emojis. Eggplant emojis? What's that all about?
I believe the younger people might use the eggplant emoji as a symbol of affection.
What, like a heart? Why wouldn't they use a heart instead? Or maybe the smiley face with the hard eyes.
Okay. I know you're trying to make me feel uncomfortable.
Why an eggplant? Eggplants aren't romantic, are they? Sometimes. Am I doing something wrong?
No, I think the eggplant stands for something that could be romantic in emoji world.
Is it because aubergine is a sexy word?
Yeah, definitely. That's why.
Okay.
Yep. So
aubergine.
I wonder how many of our friends listening are brave enough to copy and paste the last text that they sent to their partner.
Oh, I like this.
Okay. So if my dad was to read my text messages to my partner.
Yeah.
It's like painfully boring.
What's the last one you sent?
The last text I sent to my boyfriend.
Yep.
Is a screenshot of a skateboard.
Yeah.
That I like.
Jesus.
And, yeah, that's it.
The last one I sent my girlfriend, again, painfully boring, was organising a lift last night. We were at the cellar door and she was a corporate moose. So I wrote, "We literally just left. Are you still at the moose? We're on our way." Saucy, hey?
I know.
We've heard stories about celebrities at their meet and greets who act a little bit weird. Avril Lavigne stands about a metre and a half from anyone having a photo with her. I think Britney Spears does the same.
Yep.
Miley Cyrus, you know, lets fans grope her, lick her, basically whatever they please.
Yeah.
But I think that Britney and Avril might be onto something. At one of the Comic-Cons over in the States, Norman Reedus, who is on The Walking Dead, he's a big favourite on that. He plays Daryl Dixon.
Yep.
He is a fan favourite. He's been on it the whole time. Everyone loves him. Yep. And he goes to all these cons, does photos, autographs, the whole thing.
Yeah.
He'd make a lot of money doing it.
Sure.
One fan got a little bit too comfortable with young Norman.
Okay.
And is apparently a pretty big fan of The Walking Dead because she thought she was well within her rights to bite him.
Oh. So she was pretending to be a zombie. Less.
Yeah.
Ha ha ha, Norms, come here, mate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was me being a zombie.
Yeah, it was. Okay. That's hurting my soul.
Well, I'm a zombie. Come on, I'm here to hurt your soul.
You're not.
She was dragged away by security saying, why are you doing this? And they're literally saying,
you just bit another human being.
You just bit Norman Reedus. So, that could do some bad things for upcoming Comic-Cons if fans have started to bite people in shows.
Are they going to have to make a sign that says no biting the stars?
Well, you'd hope not, but I mean...
I agree.
If there's fans like that for Walking Dead, I mean, what was the vampire show? True Blood?
True Blood, there's like Twilight.
Yeah. Are they all going to start? Are they all going to start biting the actors' necks and, you know, making love to them on screen? I'm told that's all that happens in True Blood.
I feel like I don't know. Is True Blood still a thing?
Wouldn't
definitely
have a clue.
The Twilight phases, I think, has passed.
Does anyone get bitten in that? I've never seen them.
I don't know. I've never seen Twilight either.
I just know they're sparkly.
Elvira Montes.
She is 81 years old, and on the weekend in Austin, Texas, she completed and was the oldest person to do this. She completed the beer mile.
My, what does that mean?
The beer mile involves running 1 mile and drinking 4 beers on the way.
Oh.
So before every quarter mile, you've got to put a beer down, like a stubby.
Like a, okay.
A 12-ounce beer.
Is that like a schooner?
It's a, yeah, I'd say it's around a schooner, around a stubby, somewhere around there, I think.
Okay.
She did it, and I honestly don't think I could do it in this time.
Did she win or did she just
No, she was just the oldest person to do so.
Good on her.
4 12-ounce beers and a mile run in 20 minutes 24.
Damn.
She did it 50 seconds faster than her daughter, who also completed it.
What? How old would she be? Like,
I'm going
50
with
something?
50s, maybe 60.
It's nice.
Oh, apparently Montez is an experienced runner. Good. I'm not going to feel bad about this woman doing much better than me, this 81-year-old. And she also did better than her son-in-law, who didn't finish.
Whoa.
It's going to be an interesting Christmas this year, wouldn't you think?
She'll just challenge him like, come on, son, get it down.
If we can get this past legal, you want to give this a crack today?
Well, it's going to be 37 degrees today.
Scratch it then, I'm not doing it. This happened to me the other night. I was going through the Macca's drive-thru. I'll typically only go to McDonald's if I'm really craving it or in a hurry.
Frozen Coke.
Oh, yeah, and this time of year, Frozen Coke, dollar Frozen Cokes. But I was just grabbing a quick feed and then I was going to be off again.
Yeah.
And then I get my phone vibrates.
Mm-hmm.
I get it out of my pocket, check it. Oh, that's right, Macca's has free Wi-Fi. While I sit here in the drive-thru waiting for my food, you know, just scrolling looking at Facebook, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Wi-Fi's there, might as well use it.
Yeah.
Amber, this guy in the United States had something very similar happen. He was sitting in the drive-thru, felt his phone vibrate, gets a text. Oh, yep, no worries. I'm just sitting here in the drive-thru, might as well reply to it.
Yeah.
Replies to it, puts it down. Knock on the window.
He's very like, realistic knock on the window.
Thank you. Knock on the window. It's a policeman. He says, can you pull your car over? He's like, where? I'm in the drive-thru.
I'm in the drive-thru.
Gives him a ticket for distracted driving.
Oh, come on.
As in, I know as far as the law states, if you're behind the wheel, you cannot use your phone.
Mm-hmm.
Sitting in a drive-thru, I can't imagine a scenario where you're going to hurt someone.
Yeah.
Like, absolute worst case scenario.
Yeah.
You're that distracted that your foot comes off the brake and you idle forward and nudge the car in front of you.
Yeah, but even then,
point where you might give the person in front of you a minor shock. Oh, I think someone has hit me.
Oh, yeah, and I think maybe that police officer is... I don't think it's fair that that guy got fined, but there should be, like you said, if you're behind the wheel of a car, there's a definite line of no touching the phone.
Oh, completely
this
agree.
This is a no-phone zone.
Could not agree more.
So that police officer, obviously, I think, was setting an example, like, well, if you start using your phone while you're in the drive-thru, who knows where you're going to use it next time? At the traffic lights, which you're not allowed to do.
Completely agree again. I want you paying attention at traffic lights because I'm going to be the poor sucker behind you when you miss the... I'm sitting there going, you son
of
a... But how easily... Like I've said before, Amber, I watch a lot of the real Australian cop shows.
Mm-hmm.
You know, The Force, RBT.
And I wouldn't brag about that, man.
They're the best shows on television, Amber.
You're listening to the best of Amber and Billows on 99.5 Star FM.